You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking, and this is just a really special time for me because my three of my favorite people are in studio, and this is the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour. And, of course, with special guest Executive Director Jason Bressler, Chairman Gordon Parkman, and Vice Chairman Luke Schaefer. Guys, welcome to the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour. Jason, let's start with you. Welcome. I've known you for a long time. And I'll tell you, if there's a superstar out there, there's none better than you. You are the best networker I have ever met in my life. I think no one will break your record, just like no one will ever break Wayne Gretzky's record.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here. And you definitely are a mentor for me as well.
Well, thank you. And we'll get more into how you network because it's phenomenal. And, of course, Chairman Gordon Parkman, a Chief Results Consultant, you've been on our show before. Great strategic planner, and I'll tell you, as the leader of this chamber, as far as being the chairman, you're in the right direction. This chamber is just skyrocketing, and I think it's the chamber to be in for 2013 and thereafter.
Yeah, well, first off, thank you for having us. Again, thank you for it was a great experience when you and I had our discussion the last time. And I think the one thing that's really what we're doing is we're turning the best-kept secret in the Valley into one of the most prominent organizations in the Valley.
There's no question about that, and we'll elaborate more. And then an old friend, someone I have known forever, a great guy, a great athlete, by the way. He was one of our originals on our sports programming several years ago. None other than Luke Schaefer, American Family Insurance. Luke, how are you?
Great, Dave, but the athletic park was a long, long time ago in a land far, far away. But
I
appreciate the support.
You still look young.
Thanks.
I bet you can still play.
It's my haircut. That's why I look younger.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. This is going to be a fun show because, again, the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour. And, you know, I don't know other chambers that have shows. One of them, I think, did have one, may on a local level, but this makes you guys unique. But not just that, it's because all you three, the leadership of this chamber is remarkable. And I want to go back to Jason for a second. Why don't you talk a little bit about the chamber first of all, and then I want to really shout out more about you, because really I think people have to know what Jason does. And I'm just going to say one thing real quickly. Jason, I've known you probably 10 maybe 15 years at least. And there isn't one time when I've asked for some referrals. You've always spent time immediately, like you did today, off there, immediately sending me resumes for people we're looking for. Jason will, at a split moment, to sit down and spend a lot of time helping. And it comes from the heart, I could tell. Where did you develop this networking ability? The old-fashioned way, by the way. You don't have the electronic equipment. You have a book full of cards and say, who are you looking for? And you know exactly who to hand it out to. Where did you develop that skill?
Well, it came from both my parents, who are entrepreneurs themselves, and they taught me the values necessary to be successful as a person and a business leader. And I'm grateful to them. And certainly mentors like yourselves, Gordon and yourself, Dave and Luke, who continue to help me refine my skills and better understand how to serve the needs of business owners and professionals. I always strive to be a resource to everyone I meet, because instead of leaving someone on the ground, let's pick that person back up and really help them succeed and really give them the resources that they otherwise wouldn't have. I am very fortunate. I've been volunteering in the community for over 20 years. I love to help people succeed and help the community be a better place. It's very important to always be connecting people who share the same passions, the same attitudes and interests. And I'm always been a business person. I've always tried to understand somebody's needs and follow up right away and give them all the tools they need to get to that next level in their business and in their life.
You know, and that's just priceless, because what I notice about you, Jason, is it comes from the heart. You just have such a delight to delight others. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. It's serving others. not out of obligation, because you have a passion for it. That, mm-hmm. There's a big difference there.
Well, like I said, there have been so many people that have touched my life. Why not touch somebody else's life? Why not pay it forward every day? It's better to help people than not to help people. And I just know there's so many people in situations, conditions they cannot control, and I want to be someone that helps those folks. I will always care about others. I will always go out of my way to help somebody if I can help them.
And that makes you unique as an executive director, as a human being, phenomenal. And really, I can fully say this because I've known Jason really about 15 years, and I've seen him do this time in and time out constantly throughout the years. So this isn't someone I just met. This is someone I know, and phenomenal. And, you know, I've said this all the time. It's like just amazes me. I'm just shocked and amazed. Now, Gordon, as chairman, you got to be proud of your leadership group, of Jason, of Luke. You're a great strategic planner as well. We had a lot of fun doing strategic planning talk on a show maybe, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago. Why don't you talk a little bit about the chamber?
Well, I think that from my standpoint of our board of directors is kind of where the start of it. We have a great group of business professionals as part of our group. Everybody's tuned in to our objectives, where we're going to go, where we're looking to take that. And to me, it's like anything else. You talked about strategic planning. There's no difference from whether you're a bakery or whatever, but it's as much as it is, the chamber is a business as well. You need to plan a good, solid plan for where we're going to take this. And the group of people we have as board members, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty much second to none. I mean, we have a great cross-section, experienced business leaders from all walks of life, and everybody is in complete support of where we're going. And I think, if nothing, you know, as well as that goes, everybody has complete support of Jason. When Jason came on board the end of August, he immediately had 100% of everybody on the board. And basically, we're focusing on making sure that we're providing him the support he needs to go out and in the community and help, you know, form the strategy and how we want to grow this business.
You know, I think that's what makes it unique as leaders. And you talk about unique leaders, Luke Schaefer. There's no doubt.
Are you emphasizing the unique?
Unique, but I'm going to add a few more. Passionate and powerful. The reason I say that, and again, I can say that about you because I've known you about 10 to 15 years too. Your passion is off the charts. Whatever you do, you seem to do it very well. I mean, from your All-American days, as a football player at the college, the Bisons.
Yeah.
And North Dakota?
North Dakota State.
There we go. I mean, you're bringing the athletic competition, discipline, and performance excellence into business. You don't find that very often because not many people can rise to the level of accomplishment you did in big-time college football. I mean, All-American is All-American. You just not very few people can achieve that level. But you bring that passion, purpose, and discipline into your own business, American Family Insurance. And I've seen you with the North Phoenix Chamber over the years. And this is about the most excited I have seen you. I mean, you were excited before. But right. I think now you got the pieces in place that really propels us to a level that is unmatched by any chamber. You will be the model chamber. I guarantee it. This is my prediction. If you're not right now, for chambers to follow the years to come.
Well, I've been part of the chamber, it's been about 9 years now.
Yeah.
You know, so I've seen it from when it was, okay. And then I always knew that just in our area up there in North Phoenix, that it was in need of something and something good. And obviously we got that opportunity. But then, too, it gave me the opportunity to recommit to the chamber and put all my energy towards it. And And I knew that day would come, and now it's here, and now it's growing like crazy, and we got good leadership and good commitment from Jason and the rest of the board members and everything. So I'm very excited about it. And you can even see the change. I can see the change even 30 days after that he jumped on board with us. So it's amazing. It's, you know, one thing with our chamber that I feel that it's very inviting. It's very people are committed, very personable. And people are willing to talk to you, you know, regardless if you're a new member or a member of 20 years from, you know, from the past. So it's great, you know, and you know, if somebody comes to our events, I guarantee you'll love it. You'll have a great experience. You'll meet a lot of people. And even if you're not looking for that for business, if you're just coming to look out, look to somewhere you can help out, whether it's a nonprofit or whatnot, you'll find that with our chamber. It's not just about business, it's about the community, it's about helping and about building the communities that we serve as not only people but also our businesses. So it is. I'm very passionate about it, and I'm glad where we're at right now.
And passion always carries the day, I think, especially with good quality. I mean, you're
right.
You got great quality behind you, with you, working with you, as well as the members. And your events, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but I do want to say that you're getting some good numbers at your events. The one I went to, I think it was in December. Unfortunately, I missed the last one due to a little under the weather, which I'm recovering right now. However, that last one, you had well over 100 people at Moon Valley Country Club. That was a great event. I met a lot of nice people, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had over 120 people attend the event, and everyone had a wonderful time, had a chance to mix and mingle with other professionals, and we had a lot of folks come up and give tips about how to be successful at the event, to getting involved in the community and getting involved in a committee in the chamber. And it really was, again, a tribute to our members and their passion for their chamber. And, you know, again, we're going to continue to grow these events and continue to, you know, make these events even more visible in the community.
No question about it. And let's take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with three great leaders of the North Phoenix Chamber. This is, of course, the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour every month, by the way, from 3 to 4 on the third Monday of the month. And we'll tell all the members listening right now, prospective members listening, what they can expect to happen, because it's exciting. We'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, and this is the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour with special guest Executive Director Jason Bressler, Chairman Gordon Parkman, and Vice Chairman Luke Schaefer. And we had some fun times that first 15 minutes. Very passionate. This is a great chamber. Stay tuned. We have 45 minutes to go. And I wanted to read your mission statement real quickly, and then, Gordon, have you comment on it. The mission of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce is to unite the people of commerce, industry, education, and the professions to work together for the development of the greater North Phoenix area. The Chamber believes that by fostering business growth and prosperity, the quality of life of the entire area is improved. That makes a lot of sense. Gordon, comment on that.
Well, I think one of the most important things is, and it applies not only to our North Phoenix area, but in reality to the Phoenix metro area, the future of this valley is small business. And the whole focus is we need to be working together as small business owners in an effort to grow our business, provide an opportunity for people's businesses to grow. And the other part is that you talked about education. I think that's another key part of it. It's all about, you know, focusing on helping people understand different aspects of their business or how they can maybe effectively partner with another complementary business to help both businesses grow and not take a look at, well, what's in it for me? And I think I don't see that mentality in our group at all. I think in our group, what I really see is the fact that everybody's out there saying, who do I know? You know, maybe a bit of it, what I refer to kind of as the Jason mentality of who do I know that could possibly help you in your business or be a good connection for you? And I think that permeates through our entire organization, every one of our events. And it's really all about, well, who do I know that, who do I could introduce you here today? Who would be a good contact for you that's sitting here? What does that business person look like?
It's really beyond networking, especially with Jason's style, you know, and that's what makes this remarkable. You just don't show up and exchange cards. I think the culture now is one with Jason's mentality, like you said, Gordon, that it's like, can we actively look for that person in front of us right now? Who do you need to know? Who would help improve your business? Who would help improve you as a person even? And how can I get this person to you? So it's way beyond just a leads group. A lot of chambers just, you show up and you're coming from yourself saying, how can I get business? But no, the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, it's not about that. It's about helping your fellow members and helping your community. Let's talk a little bit about that, the community involvement. But before we do that, education, Gordon, I agree with you, very, very important. And you're going to have some great programs because I always said, if you don't know something exists out there, you don't know it exists and you can't implement it if you don't know it's out there. Mm-hmm. But with all the skill sets right here in this room as well as other members, you're going to be sharing some great valuable secrets of business that are off the charts, very progressive and innovative secrets that can help your members. And you want to talk a little
bit
more about that?
Sure, I'd like to. One of the things we formed near the end of the last year was an education committee. We have an incredible cross-section of business leaders and actually a couple of very prominent individuals from the education community. And what we're doing, starting in February, we're going to have our a part of our first Tuesday. Well, it is our first lunch of the month. We have them on the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday. The second Tuesday lunch will always have an education focus. And we're starting with that, and we put together a program that really has a logical flow from a whole business aspect of it. And we've got we have the educators plugged in there as it applies most fittingly. We're going to have our focus in on the regular school district just in August when the school starts. We've got Paradise Valley Community College going to be talking about. We now have all these folks ready for the community and basically the things that they've done to get the students ready for the community. So it's a major focus, and this is not just a 2013 effort. This is a planned ongoing program that we're going to have as a steady state part of our chamber as a key part of the education and helping our business owners.
Which is fantastic. Education, if you stop learning, you stop growing. And the key mm-hmm. to life and business, continue to transform, grow, evolve. That's going to spell or really create a great successful path. Luke, we'll get to you in a second about events, but I want to talk to Jason real quickly about community involvement. That, mm-hmm. I know, is near and dear to your heart. Let's talk a little bit about that, because what good is anything in life if you can't give back to the community?
Absolutely. Well, at this chamber, we're very, very focused to giving back to local organizations. Some of the organizations we work with are the March of Dimes Arizona Chapter, Child and Family Resources, which currently has a fundraiser with the Phoenix Suns going on, where a portion of the ticket sales go back to the organization. You can certainly contact our member, Melissa Blatt, for that information. Her information's on our website. We also are working with United Cerebral Palsy of Central Arizona, OCJ Kids, several local organizations that are committed to the betterment of the community, empowering our youth to be leaders for tomorrow, and helping causes like hunger in our community and alleviating, those types of causes from being an epidemic in our community. We have on our website, northphoenixchamber.com, opportunities where folks can get involved with our member charities. We are going to constantly update our website with these volunteer opportunities so anyone from the community, our members, our partners can join us to make a greater and wider impact in our community. We need to help each other. We need to collaborate. We need to work together to improve our community and to better those that our member charities serve.
You know, that's fantastic because, really stepping out of your own way, giving beyond yourself is really what will make a difference in the world today. I do believe part of the crash the last 5 years was because of greed, because of, where's my share versus, hey, how can I increase the share so everyone can participate through hard work, creativity, innovation, and really caring about others. You got a lot of events going on, Luke. You're involved in quite a few of them, and I know you got one tomorrow. I don't know if you want to mention that now and go over some of the other events coming up.
Of course, we want to mention about the one tomorrow.
We got a mic, and we're not afraid to use it.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, January 22nd, we have our networking luncheon at Manuel's Mexican Food Restaurant, which is 1111 West Bell Road. In Phoenix, 85023. And that's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. This one's more focused on networking. You get your chance to come in and open networking for about 15, 20 minutes. And then you sit down and then we have some lunch. And then you go around and we'll do our 60-second commercials where you talk about your business and what you do and how you can improve your community. And then there's open networking after that. But even more important, it gets better, right? It's like an infomercial. But wait, it gets better.
If you call now, you get 29 steak knives.
Right?
No,
really?
I'm kidding. Just teasing. Just teasing on the steak knives. But I know what I think. I know what you're going to say.
Do you want to take it away?
Take it away, Dave. No, go ahead.
No, me?
Yeah, you
do it.
I'll do it.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. This one's important.
Tomorrow only.
We have a drawing.
No, I'm kidding.
The drawing is you'll have a chance to, for next month's radio show.
The North Phoenix radio show.
The person that wins that gets 30 minutes of this show to talk about their business, meet with Dave, which is even more important.
That is exciting.
And talk about what's going on with them and their business, which is great.
Not only that,
it gets a little bit better.
Even better than that.
Then if the second drawing is for two commercials.
Yeah, or two segments.
Two-segment commercials.
Yeah, shout out.
Our hour.
That is
well.
Fantastic.
So tomorrow is a big day.
So you got to show up tomorrow.
Right.
Can people still join and attend?
They can show up right at the door.
Oh, they can?
Yeah, at 11:30. But I'd say if you're going to come and just walk up and you haven't – generally, we try to pre-register. That's the most important thing. And then I believe they can still register right now. Until when?
Until Monday afternoon.
Well, which is today. 2 o'clock?
Today. Yes.
Till 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock you had until. but you can come to the door.
It looks like it's 3:30.
The day of the event, you can come, and you can pay right there, too.
Okay.
So that's no big deal. But if you haven't prepaid, I would encourage them to come at least 15 minutes prior.
Wow.
To.
So this is going to be great. So on your North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour next month, the third Monday from 3 to 4, whoever wins gets a half-hour segment, and I get to interview them.
Someone is going to have high-quality 30 minutes
wow.
with you and on the air.
And
can't
will,
get any better
will
than
one
that.
One of you be there, too, or is it me and the person that wins? And they're all looking
whoever
at each
they
other.
Would like.
They're
well,
yeah, whoever they like.
But what about that? I mean, it's free. It's free advertising.
That is phenomenal.
You do have to be a member, though.
Yes.
You got to be part of the Breakthrough Thinking Family Broadcasting because we're on 5 days a week, 2 to 4.
That's right.
There's a big reach out there, 10 a.m., of course. That's going to be great. And second prize, so there's two prizes, and they'll have segment shout-outs. So every segment we will, or at least two of the segments, shout-out the second runner-up.
And just
the runner-up, I guess.
Just so our members know, Dave,
yes.
right? This reaches how many?
This has a reach of 4.5 million people. A reach.
Yeah,
doesn't
said
mean
four,
listeners. Four and a half million.
You didn't say 4,000. Right?
No,
you said
four and a half million. The entire, virtually the... Primarily the entire state, and then it's worldwide, too. I mean, you can stream right on BreakRadioShow.com. That's BreakRadioShow.com. And watch now or listen now. Yeah, there's a Ustream camera in studio, so you can – I'm waving right now to some of the people. And I don't know if they're waving back. Jason did wave back, though. He gets to win the prize. And
right.
But anyway, so we're going to do that every month, are we not?
Every month.
This is going to be great, and it's really great value because – not only to be on 1010, to get the experience to be on radio, but we have a big pipeline. You know, I'm a CPA, as you know. I do neurolinguistic programming, and we are 5 days a week. Great sports programming, entertainment, the magazine on Thursday. So you get to be part of the whole network, and that in itself could pay huge rewards for any type of business. So I'm excited for your members. For that.
And I would encourage our members to like us on our Facebook page and our Twitter account because you can always find and LinkedIn. Jason squeezed that in on me.
Yes.
It's because our updates of our events and what's happening on a weekly basis and daily basis, you'll get that on our feeds from our Facebook, LinkedIn,
nice.
And our Twitter account. So if you haven't, hit like on that button and you'll get plugged in with us too. And also our calendar of events.
Very, very cool. Let's. What's the website?
www.northphoenixchamber.com.
And Facebook, they
just type in North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and you'll be linked with us once you like us.
And Twitter?
Twitter, it's at North Phoenix Chamber.
And LinkedIn?
And LinkedIn, it's under the group section, North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce.
And other contact information?
You can reach us at the Chamber office at 602-482-3344. Or our website, www.northphoenixchamber.com.
You know, and the membership fees, I don't know if you want to give them out or not, probably when they call you, but they're very reasonable. I know some chambers, you know, especially in the economy that has been happening, I think things are improving right now. But some get a little pricey, and I think a lot of chambers took a hit in membership because of that. But I think you maintain a reasonable cost, and it's the benefit is just outrageously way above the cost.
Absolutely. We try to make it affordable for any individual or business to be a part of our chamber. We also offer reduced pricing for nonprofits, such as churches and charities, as well as elected officials. And we always look to invest in our members. We are always trying to add value for our members, make sure that we give them value, such as North Phoenix Chamber Radio Show and other folks like Deer Valley Times and City Sun Times that we have partnered with, and networkingphoenix.com, several other organizations. So our members can get the most out of their investment, and their return on investment will be much greater than any investment they make in our organization. And also note that all funds that are distributed to our organization are tax deductible. We are a nonprofit organization, 501c6 organization.
Excellent. And it's, you know, for business, it's, well, it's a business expense as well. So, and that's coming from a CPA.
Is that official?
And a good, an official CPA. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, let's go over some more events, Luke. I know there's a lot more than that coming up. This is the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour. In studio, we have Executive Director Jason Bressler, Chairman Gordon Parkman, and Vice Chairman Luke Schaefer. Wow, where do you get three powerful people in one room? I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed. We'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com. live, and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour with special guest Executive Director Jason Bressler, Chairman Gordon Parkman, and Vice Chairman Luke Schaefer, all of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour. This is flying by, already 40 minutes into the show, but very exciting. I got to tell you what's going on here, and we left off wanting Luke Schaefer. As I say,
wait a second.
And when I call you, what happens? Or when you call me, I go, Mr. Luke.
And I go, don't David.
I? Yeah. It's true. We do that. It's very interesting and fun at the same time. But you got a lot more events than just tomorrow.
We do. So tomorrow, make sure, if you want to come, it's Tuesday, which is tomorrow, January 22nd. I know some people had off today, so you may think it's Monday tomorrow, but it's not. It's Tuesday. So our event is tomorrow. January 22nd, it's our networking luncheon, Manuel's Mexican Food Restaurant at 1111 West Bell Road, and from 11:30 to 1, and you can come that day of to come and join us.
Yeah.
The next one that we have is Tuesday, February 12th, which is Business Resource and Networking Luncheon, and that's where we have our educational speaker, and I think Gordon knows this gentleman, yeah. So I'll let him talk
basically,
about it.
We're going to kick it off. Gray McQuarrie is going to kick it off, and the focus is really all about the solution to problems reside within the four walls of your business. That's part of it. And the other part of it is, why are business owners so afraid to ask for help? Mm-hmm. The intent, all of our education sessions are going to be, well, I would like to use the term workshop. They're going to be interactive. It's all about everybody participating and being involved, and there will be a planned takeaway from every single one of these. So it's not with somebody up there with a PowerPoint, and oh, by the way, no PowerPoints are allowed.
Ooh.
Okay? So it's, no, we want this
like
to be
the old-fashioned way.
Like the old-fashioned way.
I like that. I do like
that. We kind of want it, you know, the individuals are facilitators, and they're really going to be facilitating an interactive workshop. And that's, to me, a tremendous value because everybody can partake. It's not somebody up there standing and talking.
So that one's February 12th. That's a Tuesday. If you're interested, you can go to our website, northphoenixchamber.com, and register for that. Pre-register, please, for that. And that one's at Moon Valley Country Club, which is 151 West Moon Valley Drive, Phoenix, 85023. And that's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. as well. So that's and generally on those, we are – what did we get at the last one? About 70-some people, mm-hmm. Jason?
Oh, yes. Nice.
So it's a very, very good turnout. Tomorrow we're expecting a great turnout as well, between probably that 60, mm-hmm. 60 to 70 mark.
Yes.
The next one, after the February 12th, is our Mix and Mingle, which is February 21st, and that's going to be at Blue Martini, which is in City North, correct? And that's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. And I'll let Jason talk a little bit what happens at our Mix and Mingle.
At our Mix and Mingle, it's an opportunity to connect with many amazing professionals, the opportunity to possibly win some cash prizes and participate in a raffle. We have over 100 people consistently attending this event, and it's just an outstanding event to connect with folks who can really help your business grow, who may be potential clients, who may be potential referral partners. And it's definitely an event that you and your business will not want to miss. And members get in for no charge. There is a small charge for guests of $10. And you will not want to miss the excitement of Blue Martini Lounge next month. Blue Martini has been a dedicated member of our chamber. We thank them for their support and for hosting this event. And we're confident that anyone who shows up will definitely get amazing value out of their experience.
And that is February 21st at Blue Martini. And then to round up February 26th, that's a Tuesday, is our networking luncheon for that month in February. And that's at Catch 22 Sports Grill. And that's basically 32nd Street in Union Hills. And that's just exactly what we're going to do tomorrow, a little bit of networking and do your 30-second commercial and meet a bunch of other professionals and meet other people from the community.
Now, there's other ways to get involved. Correct. And Jason, you mentioned it a little bit earlier. Committees, for example. So you talked about some networking events and educational events. But getting involved with committees, serving others, helping plan various things, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, we have several committees for folks to get involved in their chamber. First, we have our membership committee that is devoted to welcoming our new members to the chamber, giving them all the tools and resources to ensure that their membership is as successful as possible by implementing orientations and other member recognition events. Also, recruitment and retention of members and focusing on strategies that we can effectively maintain our membership and grow our membership. And finding out what our membership really wants and needs from their chamber. Very, very important. We also have our events and fundraising committee. That committee is responsible for planning and executing all of our major events, including our lunches, meet and mingles, and ribbon cuttings and open houses. They are instrumental in promoting our events to the public and making sure that they have enough folks to welcome and greet those who come to our events and make sure that folks who are new or coming to the chamber for the first few times are introduced to the right people. So they're very integral in going into the organization and planning of all of our events. We also have our golf committee, which is devoted to planning our largest fundraiser of the year. This year, it's our 27th annual charity golf tournament, and we're benefiting the March of Dimes Arizona chapter. It's Friday, April 26th at the Moon Valley Country Club with a 7:30 a.m. shotgun start. So they're obviously tasked with going out and getting golfers, sponsors, prizes, and items for 150 prize bags. So we always need volunteers as well during the day of the event. So we'd love to have anyone's participation on the golf committee. And then, of course, we have our education committee that Gordon spoke about, where folks who are interested in helping with the planning of speaking engagements and our second Tuesday lunch presentations can get involved and tell us what the members really want to hear about and really help us understand, you know, what topics would be of most interest to the public and our membership as a whole. And we also may be in the process of starting a philanthropy committee. And the philanthropy committee will be tasked with going out to our member charities and asking them what opportunities we can get involved in as a chamber, how we can volunteer our time, what prizes we can offer to their fundraisers and raffles, and what other support and promotion we can provide them for their events, their staff, and their organization. So this is definitely a chamber that welcomes everyone to be involved, that wants its members' feedback, and that is going to implement what its members, its partners, and its guests really want from their chamber. This is your chamber.
And April 26th is not that far away. No. So, you know, let's give out the contact information again for this 27th Annual Golf Classic, Friday, April 26th. And that's coming up. Contact information, who wants to go?
You can go to our website at northphoenixchamber.com to register. You can get, if you're golfing, it's just a note taken here. If you're golfing, the price does go up February 1st. So you get a better deal if you sign up earlier. So whether you're golfing or whatnot, I would encourage people to sign up now because the price does go up February 1st. And I think Dave's got the brochure right in his hand there. And you can go online at northphoenixchamber.com, go to our events. And I think there's a link right on the homepage that you can click on. And you can sign up and register right there. Also, you can sign up if you want to be a sponsor as well. If you want a whole sponsor or any other type of sponsorship through the golf event, you can sign up right then and there online, which is great. And Jason?
Yeah, and one other big feature, we also have a hole-in-one contest where a lucky winner who gets a hole-in-one will win a vehicle, a 2013 Volvo S60 from Volvo of Phoenix. So, and we also have several folks coming out who have already been sponsors, and I want to say a big thank you to Core Construction, Chassis, McCarthy Builders, and C&R Tire for being four of our major sponsors of this golf tournament. So we can't do it without your help. We can't do it without your business's participation. Even if you have a raffle item or items to include in our 144 prize bags for our golfers, we really would appreciate your support and participation. It's really going to a great cause, March of Dimes, and it's Arizona chapter. And what's great is March of Dimes this year is celebrating its 75th anniversary in Arizona, and we as a chamber are celebrating our 50th anniversary. So this is a really good opportunity for any business to get involved with and any individual to come and participate and meet new people and volunteer for a great cause and event.
And Gordon, I think one of the things that's so important that the members need to really understand, the benefit of becoming a member of our chamber is really a function of how much involvement they want to have. I mean, we provide an opportunity to get out and meet a large number of business owners throughout the month out of all of our events, our golf tournament, and all of our fundraising events and so forth. But I think the key part of it is they have to do something. They have to get out and interact. And I think one of the things we talked about, the attendance at our groups, one of the things we found is there's a good percentage of guests that come to each of our events, which is great from the perspective of we have members who will interact with individuals that they don't even know because they're not members. But I think the most important thing that we're finding is a large percentage of these guests come to the next event as a member because they see the benefit from the event. They see the benefit of interacting. And I think that is a huge opportunity for any individual that wants to get out and grow their business.
And it's very comfortable. It's a very comfortable, welcoming setting, you know, I would say.
What I always tell people who ask about the chamber is we try to personalize your experience. When you come to our events, you will hear, see, and feel why our chamber is different than any other chamber. You will see that we are committed to getting you the connections, getting you the value that you and your business really need. You have a caring board, a board that definitely is extremely dynamic and wants to see every member succeed and listen to every member, as well as a staff that is dedicated literally 24/7 to making sure that we follow up on every inquiry right away and that we make sure that if they have any questions, any concerns during their experience, our staff, including myself, we're here for them. We will literally open our office door at any time for our members, for our partners, to make sure that they get the most out of their North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce experience.
I just want to mention, we talked about the education committee, and one of the things that we talked about was we sent out a note and solicited input from our members regarding topics that they would like to have covered. We had our meeting a week or so ago. We sat down, and as a committee, we went and planned kind of in our own minds, okay, this is what the sequence looks like. And I had the list sitting to my left, but I never referred to it until we were all done. And it was very, very interesting that if we took a look from February through August, that five of the top six items that our members mentioned was of high priority to them will be covered during that period of time. So it's, again, going back to what Jason mentioned, it's all about, you know, what is it we can do to satisfy what our members need?
One other event that I'd like to point out for those folks out there is our pet adoption event. Every fall, we do a pet adoption event where we welcome animal rescue organizations, animal welfare organizations, and anyone in the community to get involved. We usually do this event in October. We're always looking for businesses, sponsors, any animal welfare, animal rescue organizations to be involved with this event. So, again, we are committed to our community. We are committed to being a partner with others in the community and making sure that every member and every partner has an experience that is second to none.
Nicely said. And go ahead, Luke. And then we have a caller.
Oh, go ahead. We can go ahead and
do the caller first.
Sure.
All right. Let's welcome Gene to Breakthrough Thinking. This is the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour. Gene, welcome to the show.
Dave, hi. This is Gene. Great program with the North Phoenix Chamber. Hello to Gordon, and of course, hello to Luke, the co-chairman, and of course, hello to Jason Bressler. Dave, you mentioned in the broadcast, you know Jason about 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got you beaten by about 18. I know Jason 33 years.
No way.
Yeah. He's got a great passion and love to help people. Really great, great skill set. And the people that know him, they usually get the emails 24/7. Not surprising. I get emails 2:32 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Actually,
he is unbelievable. I wanted to tell you, also thank Gordon for providing Jason with the opportunity to be the executive director, and you also, Luke. The passion of the chamber. I'm a member, and this is a sort of testimonial. I'm going to divide it in two parts. One, a testimony to the chamber. Great synergy, great action. I attend a lot of the events, meet a lot of people, done business through the chamber, and it's fun. It's really fun. It's networking with a capital N. The second part of the testimonial is to my son, Jason Bressler, who you're sitting with.
Dun.
I wanted to take the time to call in and tell him that I love him very much, and I'm so proud that he is such a wonderful person helping people join the chamber, be active in the chamber, and also doing all the fundraising and the sponsorships that he does. I'd like to take credit for some of it, but I won't, because he's got a heart of gold. And Jay, I love you very much, and hope you're not angry for me for calling in.
I love you very much, too, and greatly appreciate your guidance, your love, your kind words. I'm the luckiest man in the world because you're in my life, and I have the greatest father in the world.
Well, thank you, Jay. I feel the same way. Okay, guys, I'll let you go. Wrap up the show. Great show.
Thank you so much, Gene.
And, thank you, guys.
I met Gene at an event about 8 years ago, and I didn't even know he was your dad at the time. He was the funniest guy. He had the best stories. And then I go, you got to meet this guy, Jason. He goes, I did 33 years ago. Gene is a great guy. I talked to him several times, and so nice of you, Gene, to call in, of course. Now, let's talk a little bit. I think, Luke, you had something to say just before Gene came on there. You were going to say something, and I'm going to just keep talking until he remembers. And
I do remember. Of course.
Steel trap, Dave.
Okay.
Remember what you say. Be careful what you say to me.
I did. That's right. He remembers everything. We didn't sing American Family Song yet.
That wasn't it, though.
I know. But I wanted to do that.
Good guess.
Who wants to do that?
Well, I'll sing it.
Okay, one, two, one, two, three, four.
American Family Insurance.
La, la, la.
Okay. Now, in regards to that, what I wanted to do is say thank you to our committee chairs, Fern Haley from Antros Bank, who's our events and fundraising chair. She does a phenomenal job putting our events and things together and has done a great job for us. We appreciate that. And the golf committee chair, which is Larry Hebner from EmbroidMe. He's doing a phenomenal job with the with the golf committee and the golf event. It's turned out to be probably one of the best we've ever had. And then also the education committee, which is Gordon Parkman. Thank you, Gordon. And go ahead.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my incredible team member, Catherine Miller, for all she does in the office and taking care of all the members and guests and partners the way she does. She's my right-hand person, so to speak, and really does a great job, and I can't succeed without her. And, of course, a big thank you to all of our board of directors, members, and sponsors, including City Sun Times and American Family Insurance for their support of the chamber. We really appreciate it. And a big thank you also to Membership Committee Chair Ben Roski as well for all his help over the past few years. We really appreciate it.
You know, we should have a segment one day just on how to engage volunteers, because that's a big situation there. We had Ken Blanchard, author of The 1 Minute Manager, on last week, and he said that business leaders can really take a play out of the playbook of nonprofit, how they engage volunteers, and that's got to be big. And unfortunately, we don't have the time today to do that, but I think a lot of people would like to know how you do that. I'm thinking, though, passion is the first step, though. You know, you have to have the passion. Wow, can you believe it? We only have 2 minutes left. This show has just zipped by. I can't believe it.
It's fun.
I do want to say some of your venues are outstanding. The Moon Valley Country Club is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And whoever gets out there to golf on April 26th is going to enjoy this course. This is a beautiful course, and you have other events there, too, that you've talked about. So that's a great, great place. Let's give out, once again, all the contact information. People will really be curious about what this chamber is about. Get out there tomorrow, and, of course, the website again?
www.northphoenixchamber.com.
And the Facebook?
North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, by searching on Facebook.
And Twitter?
At North Phoenix Chamber.
LinkedIn?
North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, under Groups.
Phone number?
602-482-3344.
This has been fantastic. I can't believe it. Tommy, our own producer, thank you for being our producer. And again, special guest, Executive Director Jason Bressler, Chairman Gordon Parkman, and Vice Chairman Luke Schaefer. This is the debut show of the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour every third Monday from 3 to 4. Stay tuned for this. We'll have special guests. We'll have one of you three on the show each time. And again, thank you to all three of you.
Thank you, Dave.
And looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow at the luncheon. Where again?
11:30 to 1 at Manuel's Mexican Food Restaurant at 1111 West Bell Road, Phoenix.
And show up, and you just may be the lucky winner to be on Breakthrough Thinking, the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour, promoting your business, great interviews, and with yours truly, Dave Isaac. Everyone have a great day. See you tomorrow for more Breakthrough Thinking.